History buffs got a little giddy early Wednesday morning.
It's coming.
It'll be here. That's what I'm told.
Chalk it up to the cold, or the fact that this is the first building to be moved to Heritage Hill since 1994. Either way, the park's executive director, Charles Pelkey, was eagerly awaiting the arrival of a building dating back to 1833. It finally, slowly, came down the darkened street, complete with police motorcade. Called the guardhouse, the red building, little more than a cabin really, dodged the wrecking ball, boarded a flatbed truck, and crossed the Fox River.
I gotta say, when I drove by it yesterday, it really didn't look like a whole hell of a lot.
No, it doesn't, and that's because of the modern additions to it, and that's part of our job is when we get it here to do the restoration project so it looks like the other four buildings, and the material's there. We've been documenting it as we've gone along.
The guardhouse was built as part of Fort Howard in Green Bay. The city recently cited the one-time owner to either fix it up or have it raised. Eventually, a deal was worked out so that Heritage Hill could take it. James Hayward accompanied the building on its four-mile trip.
I'm here because this is not only important to Green Bay and now Alloway, but it's important to our nation. It's one of the last remaining architectural styles and military architecture left in the United States. It doesn't look like much right now. That's what restoration is all about.
Hayward is an historical preservationist who's worked on other authentic buildings at Heritage Hill.
I went in this building a year ago to identify it, and we identified it within 10 minutes as a military building.
What did it look like when you went into it a year ago?
It was trashed. I guess the people that were living there weren't very good housekeepers, and they left a lot of their stuff behind. I guess that's why the city wanted to remove it.
The guardhouse was a center for guards at the fort. It's also thought to have housed military prisoners. Nick Backhouse is a restoration expert for Heritage Hill. He says the park has original documentation and drawings of the house to use in the restoration process that could take up to 5 years before the public can see it.
We got to peel back some of these layers. We know that, like, for example, the exterior siding is later siding. Underneath that, there's earlier siding, but it still doesn't date back to the original 1833 period. So we know that there was originally a chimney. We've seen evidence of that through the roof deck.
Heritage Hill will mount a fundraiser to pay for the project. In the meantime, the guardhouse will sit temporarily on the park grounds until it's restored. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.